This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Public housing can be nice in Austria, with affordable housing sometimes including rooftop swimming pools, saunas, on-site childcare, tennis courts. Nearly 3 out of 5 residents of Vienna live in what's called social housing, city-owned or government-subsidized, and many say that's one reason why that city does well on quality of life. So how does it make it work? Amanda Peacher reports.
Not far from the center of Vienna, city employee Christian Schantel shows me a complex of brick and concrete apartments.
We are here in the biggest housing complex in the 3rd district of Vienna, built in the 1920s.
The city owns these 6-story buildings, which have lots of windows, greenery, and stone arches. There are courtyards surrounded by tall trees and lined with benches.
And as you see, it's quite livable, I think.
Subsidized housing is livable, and it's also available to the middle class. You can earn up to twice the average salary in Vienna and still qualify. The city owns 1,800 apartment complexes. Living here are tech workers, retired grandmas, immigrants, and middle-class families. Schantel says that is on purpose.
We have such a social mix within our apartments.
Most residents pay no more than 25% of their income in rent, including 29-year-old Thomas Fortunich.
It is like a big dormitory. Sometimes there's events or having fun together.
Fortunich says he doesn't need roommates with subsidized rent.
You can handle it if you want to.
Vienna's subsidized housing makes up 44% of the city's rental stock, and that drives down rents in the private market, says Justin Cotty, a researcher at the University of Technology in Vienna.
That's pretty unique, even by European standards.
That's because the city is the biggest landlord.
To some extent, the low rents in the social housing sector also keep the rents in the private rental sector low.
Cotty says social housing is funded by taxes to the tune of 1% of every Austrian paycheck. It adds up to almost $300 million a year for Vienna. But
if you look at how much the city spends, I think it's also always necessary to look at what it actually gets for it, right?
And what Vienna gets for it is affordable, high-quality housing that's available to almost anyone. In Vienna, I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.